as there is a word this morning from the Lord, as found in the Gospel according to Luke, the 15th chapter, verses 1 through 10, which you have already heard. But I'd like to lift up this piece of the 15th chapter. Jesus told in this parable, suppose someone among you had 100 sheep and lost one of them. Wouldn't he leave the other 99 in the pasture and search for the lost one until he finds it? And when he finds it, he is thrilled and places it on his shoulder. When he arrives home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying, celebrate with me, because I found my lost sheep. In the same way, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who changes both heart and life than over 99 righteous people who have no need to change their hearts and lives. For a few moments, if you'll pray with me and pray for me, I'd like for us to meditate this morning on the thought, loss. And found. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, again, I stand before you an empty pitcher. Before you, Father, a full fountain, once again asking this time that you would fill this pitcher, overflow this pitcher, allow the message of lost and found to find its way out into those you've given a heart to obey, an ear to hear. Allow it to find its way out to those you've given a heart to receive. And Father, allow it to find its way out to those you've given a will to do. As I've asked so many times, Father, that you would touch these lips and this voice, allow it to be yours, so that you are heard and not me. That you would hide this body so that only you are seen and not me. Now is the time, Father, your house is the place. We thank you for showing up, and now we ask that you would show out. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
For a few moments, I want to ask the question, any of you all know about sheep? And what sheep do, and why they do what they do? Most of the time, remember, I ask you that when you're reading the text, reading the scripture, I ask for you to find your space in the text. If we look at this text, we have Jesus. We have the scribes and the Pharisees, those sinners that he is eating with, and those that might be gathered around, the legal experts. Can you find your place in the text? It's not a lot, it's not real difficult, it's not real hard, but when you read this text, can you find yourself? It was quite evident to me when I went through the text for the umpteenth time. Where do I fit in? How does this text speak to me? And it became very evident. I am one of the sheep. I have wandered off a time or two, but somehow, somewhere, my Lord and Savior seems to find me and bring me back. So I needed to speak to the almighty Google and ask him, why do we wander off? And the response was is that sheep wander off because they're easily distracted by attractive grazing. Anybody looking for greener pastures? Get caught up with the bright lights and glitz of fame and fortune. Get sucked in to its nicer on the other side of the fence. Or you're just naturally curious what it means to live life on the other side. Google says they have a strong flocking instincts that can lead them astray if they don't realize the flock is moving? Or panic and flee from perceived danger without knowing where they're going? We're like sheep. The slightest thought of danger sends us moving. The idea that there's something better for us in another pasture intrigues us and we go off. This is what bothered me though. It says, they lack a sense of direction. Are prey animals with no natural way to find their way home, and they depend on a shepherd for safety and guidance. It says that we are dependent upon someone to take care of us. And I like that aspect, that I don't have to depend on me to get it right. There are some things that I must do to make sure that I'm on the right track, but ultimately, if I have my faith and my trust in God and Christ, He's going to watch over me. On those days that I'm not quite myself and I happen to leave the pasture, it's nice to know that He's not going to leave me by myself. I use the word flocking instinct, right? And I had to talk to Google because I didn't understand what that meant. But he says sheep have a powerful instinct to stick together. But this can work against them. If one sheep start moving in a certain direction, others may follow it without knowing the destination, especially if they feel fear or anxiety. It's almost like saying the blind leading the blind. Someone starts moving, and we jump right on board if it feels right, if it smells right, if it looks like we're going somewhere, but we have no idea where we're going. So we're lost. But Christ knows that when we leave the pasture, that we're open to any and everything. If you're looking for glitz and glamour, if you're looking for fame and not God, you're open for someone to take advantage of you. If you're looking for a greener pasture, you might not be aware of what's in the grass. See, the pastor's job is the shepherd's job, Lord have mercy, is to put us in a right place where the grazing is good, where we know what's out there, that we have looked at it, we've seen about it, and we have moved you into a right spot for getting what you need. But from time to time, we smell something that smells delightful, something we've never experienced before, and we need to go, right? Not realizing that there is a problem if we get over there. The grass that we go to could be poisonous. There could be something in there that we do not need. And it's always good to know that the shepherd is always ever so watchful, that when you walk away, I'm not going to go too far, Miss Pat, but when you walk away from the Savior, He comes right back. He finds you. He leaves those that got it under control to go find the ones that are lost. And the Bible says, Luke says that when He finds us, He grabs us, He lays us upon His shoulders, and He walks us back to the pasture. song says, I was blind, but now I see. There is a party to be had when Christ comes and finds you. It's all right from time to time to go out and experience life. Just don't let that be your way of life. I think they call it Rosh Hashanah in one of those other religions, right? Rumspringer, where they get to leave for a little while and come back home. But see, in our case, we might leave, but Christ is not going to let us stay gone. He's going to come and get us. He's not going to let you stay lost long. Anybody thought about where you were when Christ found you? Anybody ever thought about where you go from time to time when Christ comes and finds you? As we're maturing in age and different ailments cloud the mind, Alzheimer's, dementia, strokes, they cloud the mind. And sometimes they have us thinking we can do things that we can no longer do. They get us into places that we should not be in. Isn't it nice to know that there is somebody that will find you, that will come looking for you? See, I can say this because before my mother passed away, she had strokes, and we weren't aware that they were all over her brain. On both sides and in the back. It wasn't until we did the MRIs that I saw those things. And it made sense that she drove to a friend's house and she couldn't find her way back home. And she's done this multiple times. She drove to a friend's house, and when she got back in the car to come home, she couldn't get the key to work because she was using the door key instead of the car key. The good thing is that the friend had enough sense to call somebody. Somebody was able to go and get her. When we get lost, Christ doesn't worry about those that are in his pen that are safe. He goes to find us when we're not where we're supposed to be. Y'all don't hear me this morning. We have all gone through some things. We're all going to go through some things. Sometimes those things make us get off track, to get off the path that he has prescribed for us. But when we get off our path, get off track, he does not leave us there. He comes and puts us right back on. He comes and guides us back, even when we have no idea of where we're going. Some of us have been with friends that have decided to lead us astray because what they thought or perceived as good was not. And we jumped on the bandwagon because of their excitement for it. But thanks be to God, Christ did not leave us on the bandwagon. I could have talked to us about the coin that was lost and how we move heaven and hell to find it. But that's not the case. See, you wouldn't have been able to picture yourself as a coin laying in the corner of a dusty room. But see, a sheep can move on its own. It has that ability to go where it wants. It has, you can realize that it needs nourishment just as much as you do. But you also got to realize that when it comes to Christ is going to provide everything we need.
if we believe, if we follow, if we allow him to do what he's supposed to do. My brothers and sisters, we've all been lost. For you golfers, y'all been way in the rough. Sometimes you've had to take a penalty stroke. But Christ will come and find you, even in the highest of the grass. He will find you. He will put you back on the course. If you believe. If you call out. You know how the shepherd always finds the lost sheep? Because they always out there going, meh, meh. They bleeping all over the place. So when you feel like you're having a difficulty, when you feel like you can't find your way, call out to Jesus. And rest assured, he'll come and move you back where you need to be. It's the word of God, my brothers and sisters, for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.